Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I'm sure you've been hearing about it in the news today and yesterday and probably the previous day as well. That is the industrial action that's been taken by pilots at Aer Lingus. And what they've launched really or served notice about is this an indefinite work to rule. It's to start from midnight on the 26th of June, which is next Wednesday. And really what it means is they're going to refuse to work overtime. And I'm sure there's plenty of you listening to us today who are due to go on your summer holidays in the next week or two. And you're probably thinking, how will this pilot's work to rule industrial action affect my flight? Rob is with us in Galway today. Rob, are you concerned about your summer travel plans?
Yeah, I'm pretty concerned now. We've holiday booked for the end of July. It's actually our honeymoon. We're due to get married next week.
Right.
And we booked with Aer Lingus. We've flight booked, and then we've a cruise on the other side of it, which is kind of non-movable and non-refundable.
Yeah. And the thing about the cruise, everything needs to line up. That's often why many of them will tell you to fly out nearly a day or two in advance, Rob.
Well, that's what we have lined up, but I'm not sure if it's enough, even at this stage. I mean, if we have arranged to fly out a full day beforehand, but, you know, that's still no guarantee.
You're going at the end of July?
That's right, yeah.
End of July, okay, so you have about 4 weeks, which this industrial action is due to kick in from midnight, as I said, next Wednesday, the 26th of June. But the concern is, if it escalates, and what if the work to rule, you know, if it's heightened even further?
Well, as it stands, you know, you know yourself, with the work to rule, they're going to work their rostered hours. But obviously, with sick leave and stuff like that, the further that goes on, the bigger the gaps in the roster are going to come, and the more flights that are going to get cancelled.
Well, Aer Lingus management themselves believe that this has been, you know, designed, I suppose, to create, well, the certain level of impact that it is going to create, that there is a strong likelihood that flights will be cancelled. They can't say what, where and when at the moment, but, I mean, I was listening to them last night. They firmly believe there will be an impact on flights.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, it's already the case that, you know, I heard a few stories on News Talk earlier today about cancellations happening as a result of gaps in the roster and unscheduled cancellations. You know, that's without the work rule.
Your cruise departs from where, Rob, for your honeymoon?
Departs from Athens in Greece.
And you have a flight, an Aer Lingus flight, bringing you from Dublin direct to Athens, do you?
I do, yeah.
About, what, 24 hours in advance of that?
24 hours in advance.
Yeah.
We're due to stay there the night before the cruise in Athens. But as I said, I'm not sure if that's enough. I know we'd have a full day of cancellations, but, you know, you hear the stories of over the last few days of people, anytime they have encountered delays, that a day, you know, it can take them 2 or 3 days for them to actually get to the original destination or get home from their departed destination.
Like, it's not like you've a huge amount, you know, a very big window, Rob, in the lead up to this, because between now and then, you've got the wedding and you're getting married.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, you can't do much else. I mean, we're looking at possibly buying a second set of flights with someone else. But I mean, we originally booked with Aer Lingus. You know, we had the choice to fly with Ryanair and a couple other airlines, but
yeah,
we thought Aer Lingus would be the most reliable. And that was the reason we chose them in the first place. And now it's kind of shown to be the exact opposite.
The industrial action we're talking about, I'm sure you were absolutely, I'm sure fuming is probably the word. Were you, Rob, when you heard this first mooted last week?
Oh, it was, yeah. Because, I mean, like, it's just, you know, anytime you, like this, I've never been on a cruise before. You know, this is supposed to be our once in a lifetime, you know, trip to celebrate our wedding. And, you know, we kind of, we know what the whole idea with cruises is, you're taking a risk because they are notoriously non-refundable and stuff like that. And it just feels pretty heartbreaking for it to kind of, for circumstances like this to lead to cause this big doubt over it. And these are all things that are prepaid as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we could end up in August having not been on a cruise, having not even been on a plane, and still have the same bill at the end of it.
Stay with me, Rob, if you don't mind, for a few moments, because I want to see if we can try and get you some advice, or maybe somebody might have, you know, some guidance they can give you. Because, as I said, you have a very tight window between the wedding is what date?
The wedding is next week, the 27th.
Next week, the 27th. Okay, so you've about 4 weeks then before you fly out on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Stay with us, Rob, if you don't mind, for a moment. I think we've got Jerry on the line. Actually, it's 1800-453-106. That's the number if you're concerned about your holiday today or your summer plans, if you're flying with Aer Lingus and you want to give us a shout. Jerry, what's your story?
Yeah, we have a week's holiday in August booked to Kos in Greece with Aer Lingus. Now, I know it's a good bit away, but it would be concerned, if this strike escalates, that I'm going to be in kind of a bad way, with regard to refunds and all different things, accommodation would be kind of non-refundable. I think if there's a strike, I think you're allowed so much in compensation, but it's all a bit fake at the moment,
But it's
getting
just
all mixed kind of reports,
Yeah, it's the concern, really, Jerry, isn't it? It's nearly,
It's
nearly the not knowing what's happening.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And I'm looking at various programs like in prime time, but they didn't really shine much light on it, really, to be honest with you. You're kind of you're more confused than you ever were then,
Yeah.
You're listening to different things.
You see, the idea that it's just this industrial action or the, what do we describe it as a little earlier, they've served notice, it's a work to rule, really, an indefinite work to rule. I would say nearly most people like yourself and Rob, Jerry, would probably prefer to be told at this stage, look, that whatever EI flight to Kos in Greece is cancelled or the flight to Athens is cancelled and let people make the plans. Is the idea that it's nearly up in the air, I know they're obviously trying to get this solved in the background, but that's what's causing the stress levels for you and Rob, Jerry.
Yeah, but see, if you change the flights then, the flights could soar up because they know people want the flights. So the prices will probably rise, as a result of this, from other airlines, that's what you'd be up against then as well,
And this is probably your it's your big summer holiday, Jerry. You're looking forward to it.
That's it, yeah. It's all expenses, you don't want to be down,
Aron Sinéad Ryan is with me here on the line, consumer expert and presenter of the Home Show here on News Talk. Sinéad, have you any advice for Rob and Jerry there?
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Rob. Hi, Jerry. Look, this is terribly frustrating. And you're quite right, Andrea. It's because things are so uncertain, and to use a pun, up in the air, which Aer Lingus won't be, that it creates another layer of uncertainty for people. Do you cancel? Do you rebook? Do you hang around and wait? Now, it'd be up to Aer Lingus management to determine exactly what flights do and don't go ahead. In one sense, the worked rule is a little bit more confusing than an outright strike, as you pointed out, because with the worked rule, if a pilot is abroad, say in a country, and they get a knock-on delay on a flight, and they say, well, my shift ends at lunchtime, I'm off, I'm out of here, then they're not prepared to hang around and wait to get that flight back. So in fact, if the flight was cancelled outright, at least you'd have some certainty, albeit not the outcome you want. So I think actually the worked rule is worse than an all-out strike because it creates more uncertainty, not less of it. So my advice for people at the moment, unfortunately, the only advice is to wait and see. For anybody travelling imminently after next Wednesday, strike rules, the union rules say that Aer Lingus must have 7 days notice, which has been now given. And what that means is that it will now be scrambling to work out itself. What flights can we absolutely guarantee are going ahead? What flights can we use our IAG One partner airlines, which includes BA, and what flights are we not taking risk with? Now, generally speaking, when it comes to things like this, they will try and keep open the transatlantic routes, A, because they're the money spinners, but B, because they are the ones that a lot of business people rely on. And let's face it, that kind of is more important to them to some extent. And they'll always keep open the Irish-UK route because that's the busiest. After that, the ones that will probably be affected will be, say, 2 out of the 5 flights going to Spain, that kind of thing. And that leaves passengers then in the lurch because they're not going to know. And in fact, the way they're going to find out is probably a text to tell them that it's cancelled and what their rights are, and they must tell you what your rights are in that text.
So my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Sinéad, is that you will not, if Aer Lingus or the airline give you more than 15 days notice that your flight has been cancelled, you're not entitled to a refund.
Well, no, that's not quite right. The 15-day thing is a little bit of a red herring, because under the EU rules, which is EU 261, if a flight is cancelled, the airline must offer you a rerouting now on the next available flight, even if that's not an Aer Lingus flight, by the way, or rerouting at a later date of your choice at no extra charge, or a refund. Now, once you've been given less than 14 days notice, the airline must then give you an additional compensation for the hassle that you have undertaken. And that compensation for most European flights is €250. So by trying to give people 14 days notice, they get out of having to pay that additional compensation. But the rerouting still will remain in place, and it'll be up to Aer Lingus to make offers to you. Now, the problem is they can just give you a straight refund and say you're on your own. If they reroute you, if you are in a connector flight or like Rob there trying to pick up a cruise or get home between places, that's not really going to work out for you, because they'll say, look, the chances are we can give you another flight, but it's in 3 days' time. And that's not good enough.
No, and if people will say, for instance, in Jerry's circumstances, if he has booked a, you know, a hotel or accommodation in Greece for a particular week, he's now arriving 3 days late into that. So maybe the accommodation provider would change the duration of the stay or the length of stay.
Exactly. And nowadays, look, we know most people book different elements of their holidays themselves. They do a DIY booking, they book an Airbnb or go on booking.com for their hotel, and then they book the airline themselves. Now, if Aer Lingus cancels a flight with more than 14 days notice, or even more than 7 days notice, or no notice at all, then they'll just say to you, the flight is cancelled. Do you want to go another day or do you want your money back? Pick one or the other. And what you can't say is, well, actually, I need to get out on the day I'd originally planned. They don't have to do that for you. So the difficulty is then the accommodation providers aren't necessarily going to be saying, great, well, listen, that's not your fault. We'll give you your money back. That's not going to happen.
So what Maura Fahy of Fahy, Maura Fahy of Fahy Travel in Galway is with us on the line as well. Maura, what's your advice for Rob and many others that are maybe trying to line up a connecting cruise or something after their flight?
Yeah, it's a very difficult one, Andrea. Just as your consultant was saying there, it's the uncertainty is the problem. It's the not knowing. I'm assuming Rob with his cruise doesn't have, like, there are insurance policies out there with Cruise Connect that offers you some protection in this instance. It's just sometimes, you know, it's at times like this you find, you know, that there's other product or other ways of doing things.
Is it too late to get it, Maura?
It is, yeah. Policies issued now since the 13th of June don't offer protection in the event of strike, because it's a known event now. So you would have to purchase that. We would usually advise when you're booking the holiday, when you're paying money up front, that's really when you should put your insurance in place. But I will say I'm flying with Aer Lingus myself late.
I was just going to ask, would an alternative flight from an alternative carrier involved in the dispute with insurance as a kind of a backup? I know it would be an additional cost. Would that be a useful thing if it was the case that the flight was to go ahead and I was able to cancel the backup flight? Would I be able to get a refund of the backup flight?
You can't buy the insurance now, but what you would do
but
is
I mean,
be...
Should Rob just book a different flight then?
No, what I'm saying is if you had Cruise Connect cover in place.
But he doesn't, so...
He doesn't, yeah. No. But, you know, if you had, then you would be entitled to book a new flight.
Yeah, but the fact that he doesn't, what should he do?
No. I mean, he has to sit tight. I'm flying with Aer Lingus myself in August. I'm going to Croatia. I there's absolutely nothing I can do at this stage. And it's so far off, I'd be inclined certainly to hold off. I know it's a big worry. I know it's a big, it's the whole holiday. And this is the problem, is the consumer is the one that's been so affected by all of this. We've only got notice since yesterday. We are getting prepared now here where all our files pulled between now and the end of the month. And then coming into July, it's only getting busier. So, I mean, I wish I had better advice for both Rob and Jerry, but we just have to sit tight at the moment, and we're taking it kind of a week by week basis. Nothing has been cancelled at all yet. And the work to rule, we're hoping, won't be as disruptive as an all out strike, that there will be you know, alternatives available, that maybe you could go out to Athens a couple of days earlier, or, you know, if you have to buy that Ryanair ticket, that you will get a refund on your Aer Lingus flight.
Yeah.
The reality is, you leave that to last minute, you'll be paying three times for your Ryanair ticket.
So you will. And
it's a real catch 22.
It is. And I wonder, Sinead, then as well, like, even as Debbie is texting, she's wondering, we've booked a flight and a hotel and a flight with Aer Lingus. So I'm wondering what happens to us if we are cancelled.
One, because as more will know, the travel directive, the EU travel directive, actually treats package holidays and DIY arrangements differently. So your rights are much stronger if you have a package holiday, and a package holiday is one which includes two elements booked through the same source. So, for instance,
even if that's a third party source, Sinead, the likes of a booking.com.
If it's booked through the same source. So, for instance, let's say you have you go to a travel agent and you book a flight and accommodation. That becomes a package holiday, and it puts the onus then on the travel agent to inform you, to rebook you, to sort all that out. If you book it through Aer Lingus and you click through an offer that they have and book the holiday with them, that's called a linked travel arrangement, and the rights on that now are much stronger than they used to be. So in some cases, it will be the case, if it's considered a package holiday or a linked arrangement, that you can get a refund on that. Now, I have to say, it's not in every case, because it does depend on how and where and the methodology used in how it was booked. But you definitely have stronger rights if you book through a travel agent. And I mean, I know people have got out of the habit of doing that, or they think it's a little bit old fashioned, but actually the law has not yet caught up with the internet in that way. So it is by far the safer way to do it. It doesn't mean that trouble won't happen you. It just means that it becomes somebody else's issue to sort it out. And that is, it gives people a little bit of a comfort arrangement.
Let's be honest, that's who wants the hassle of, you know, trying to negotiate all of this?
Indeed. Can I just recommend two websites, please,
yes,
for people who are concerned? One is the Irish Aviation's own website. Now, this used to be called Flight Rights. That's gone now. It's IAA.ie, okay? Irish Aviation people, and they are the regulators in this market, and they have good advice on what your rights are. And the other one is our old friends at the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC.ie. And if you go in there, you'll find a whole section on flight cancellations, disruptions and delays, and they'll tell you exactly what you're entitled to and not. But none of this, Andrea, helps somebody who's wondering, in 2 weeks' time, I've paid all my accommodation up in advance, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I, you know, it's very difficult to advise them. I would say to people, if you haven't yet booked your summer holiday, and at any stage, even in January I do this, you book insurance, multi-trip insurance with travel disruption cover. It's an added element. It costs about £8 and it covers you for all of this stuff. But as Maura said, you can't do that after the fact.
No, and it's the travel disruption element of the policy.
Travel disruption,
you need to make sure you have that as well.
Exactly, because the policies
advice,
are normal kind of silver, gold, platinum or whatever. Even sometimes the very best ones don't include that. And it's quite an expensive element for the insurers, and they certainly aren't going to cover it now. But if you have a pre-existing policy prior to the 13th of June, then absolutely that's your place to go.
Rob, if you're still with us, there's a text from a listener who says, I'm just listening to the chap that's heading on his honeymoon and the cruise. Please tell him just book new flights with a different airline. Take the hit financially. He doesn't want to ruin the honeymoon. It might be a difficult start post wedding. It's a difficult position, Rob.
It is. And I mean, like, to be honest, you know, my partner is actually South African, and you know, in order to get this booked, there was a whole layer of admin she had to go through in order to get a Schengen visa, whereby, like, it took her about 6 months to even get an appointment.
Right.
And you know, and we finally got over that hurdle only about 6 weeks ago. And actually it was less than that. And now we have this deal with. We thought we were in the clear, like, you know, we already had taken a couple of risks in booking this, and now we have another one.
Yeah, well, look, please God, it won't escalate any further, and you won't be impacted by this indefinite work to rule that we've been hearing about from pilots at Aer Lingus. As I mentioned, that's starting on Wednesday midnight, I believe, the 26th of June. Sinead Ryan, Maura Fahy there from Fahy Travel in Galway. Rob and Jerry, though, thank you for getting in touch. They're just two of many who've sent us an emails overnight. People just worried, concerned about their upcoming summer holidays. The email, as always, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. If you want to share your story.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.